Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news.
So it's now, brother, can you spare a dime? My God shall supply my needs. Don't have to beg because I am a thief. Cause every good
Well, good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Lifeline broadcast. I'm Apostle Shirley Jones, the senior pastor of Rehoboth Family Life Center and the host of this broadcast. Well, thank you for joining me tonight, and to God be all the glory. Well, as always, I am just so honored and glad to be a part of this network, When Christians Speak Talk Radio Show. This network is doing such an awesome job and an awesome work of kingdom building throughout the very world. You know, and we are in a time where the gospel must be preached to give hope and encouragement. I pray that the work of this network goes even further in doing kingdom building. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, before I get into the message for tonight, I want to extend an invitation to everyone to join us on Sunday morning at 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time for Rehoboth Family Life Center worship service in person or via Facebook Live. You can invite your friends and family to join in with you. You know, this is such an awesome time to evangelize and share the good news of the gospel. Also, you can join us for our Bible study on Tuesday night at 8 o'clock p.m. on our Zoom audio. You can go to our church Facebook page to get information to connect. And we're just so blessed. We have such anointed teachers that are giving their gift first before the Lord and coming to share what God has given them in regards to the word. So join us 10 o'clock on Sunday morning and 8 o'clock on Tuesday evening for our Bible. So we're going to go ahead and I'm going to go ahead and open us up in prayer, and then we're going to go ahead and jump into the teaching for tonight. So, Father God, I just bless you, God, and I just honor you, Lord God. I give you praise and I give you thanksgiving, Father, and I give you glory. Father, I thank you for your loving kindness, oh God, and your tender mercies. And, Father, I say that there is nothing too hard for you. And, Father, we bless you tonight. I pray that, God, that you would give your people a listening ear. I pray that, God, that you would give me the tongue of a learner tonight, and that, God, that I might speak, Father God, what you have told me to speak. I pray that, God, that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. And, Father, I will say that it was you that blessed, because it's you that always blesses. And for that, I'm grateful, I'm grateful, I'm grateful, I'm grateful, I'm grateful, and I'm so very grateful. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Well, tonight, the title of my message is going to be Our Manual, God's Word. And I've been sharing this message at Rehoboth. Matter of fact, I think we just completed week four in this series that God has given me. And I wanted just to share a little bit of that with you guys tonight. I may carry it over, but we see how far we get in it tonight. You know, it's just so important that we spend time in the Word to know about kingdom living and to be able to walk in victory. Because remember, when Jesus was led by the Spirit to the wilderness and he was tempted by Satan, he did not do or say anything fancy. He just gave him the Word. Remember, it says, it is written. So if Jesus used the Word to get victory, then we must have to do the same thing. And we know that if he got victory through the Word, then we can get victory through the Word as well. You know, again, I am just so, so grateful, and I stand in awe that God loves us so very much that he knows all about the mechanisms and the events of the world. and he knows what we need to possess Taurus and to be his ambassadors upon the earth. He has given us everything we need. One of the most important elements is his word. The word of God is our manual for living in the kingdom. Just like products of all sorts come with instructions on how to operate, to assemble, to take care of, and what it can do, its performance. Well, the Bible is the same thing. It's our manual. We were not born in the kingdom. I'm a Philly girl. I wasn't born in the kingdom. I was born in Philly. And so I don't know how to live in the kingdom or represent the kingdom without getting into the manual that the creator of who I am has given me the instructions and encouragement and provisions through his word. And so in order to be victorious, I have to get into the word. You know how most of us, we disregard the manual. You know, you get something and, you know, we're smart people. And so we say, oh, I know how to do that. And I use the example at church where I had bought this set of pots. And it was called the Copper Chef. And there was these different pots. They're copper. And they do a whole lot of things, you know. And I'm like, well, they're just pots, you know. You can bake in them. You can stir in them. They had a fry basket. They had a steaming tray. And I bought them. I think I might have got them from one of the programs on TV. And it came. As a matter of fact, it's funny because it's still in a box. I have not even used them yet. But what I did was it came with a recipe book. So I pulled out the recipe book because that's what I was most concerned about. But inside of the recipe book, there was also a manual of how to use it and how to take care of it. But I was like, oh, I don't need to look at that. I know how to use a pot. Who doesn't know how to use a pot? But when I was preparing for this message, I pulled out the recipe book and I found the manual. It was so interesting because this is what it said. It said, read all warnings and safe use instructions carefully and thoroughly before use. Warning, failure to follow the warnings provided below may result in personal injury, personal property damage, or damage to your Copper Chef cookware. And I was like, man, I didn't know it was all like that. So I'm thinking it's just possible. Isn't that what we do? We get things and we think we know. Like we buy a vacuum cleaner, and we spend all this money for the vacuum cleaner. And the only thing we use the vacuum cleaner is to clean or vacuum our rugs. And here it does upholstery, it gets in the cracks in the wall, it may do something with the chandelier, it comes with a brush for the dust. So we buy these things and we have these things, but we never use it for what it really can do because we don't read the manual. Well, the same thing with God, is that we're in the kingdom. We come into the kingdom. None of us was born into a kingdom. We don't know how a kingdom operates. And so we try living in the kingdom, or we try living in this new life, and we don't even know what to do or how it operates. And so we never get the full benefit of being in the kingdom. Like, how many times do we just disregard the manuals that comes with the product produced by the manufacturer, and we go on what we know? Therefore, we never get the full benefit of the product. The longevity is shortened because it's not assembled properly according to the manufacturer. We treat our manual given by God, or do we? That's the question. I'm posing that to you real quick this afternoon. Do we treat our manual given by God the same way? Do we look for the blessings and the promises? And we should do that now. But there are warnings and there are instructions that help shape our choices and our decisions. Do we kind of skim through it from time to time, which causes us to hit and miss in kingdom living? We're not born in kingdom rule, so we really do not know how to do this thing, but our manual. Oh, glory to God. But our manual, which is the Bible, will show us how. We have got to understand that God is such a loving God that he gives us everything that we need. He understands that when we come to him and we want to live this different life, that we don't know how to do it, but he's given us something that will tell us how to live and what to do and what we're privy to and things that will bring about change in our lives. So tonight I want us to just look at a few things as far as our manual is concerned. If you have your Bible tonight, turn with me to Romans chapter 15, and I'm going to be reading verse 4. Romans 15, verse 4. And the word reads, "For whatsoever things were written aforetime, they were written for our learning, that we, through patience and comfort of the scriptures, may have hope." You know, a lot of times people say that, oh, you know, that word was just written back then. You know, it's not for us. But that's not what the Bible says. The Bible tells us that the word was written aforetime for our learning, that we, through patience and comfort of the scriptures, may have hope. You know, and I'm a very practical preacher. I believe that the word of God is not just a history lesson, but I believe that I should be able to read the word of God, and because it is my manual, and I should be able to apply the principles and the scriptures to my life, in my everyday life, in my everyday occurrences, and in my situations, in my circumstances, that will help me be victorious. So when you're reading the word, don't just think about it as a history lesson, but allow God to reveal to you the revelation of his word and how you can apply it to your daily life, that you may have victory as well. One of the things he spoke to me when I first started this series, he said that his word trumps every other word. It trumps every other word. And I laughed because I knew that the word trump had to do with the game spades, you know, and that's something that I never learned how to play. I remember in college, when I first got to college, you know, I was a freshman, you know, in the first week, everybody was in the cafeteria, you know, and people were playing cards and, you know, what they were eating, eating their lunch and everything. So I stood down there for about a week, but I never learned how to play spades. And then about week two, you know, you started to get a little serious with your lessons. Like, so I found me a little spot in the library where I closed myself off, and I started, you know, really getting into my studies, went to the cafeteria for lunch. And by the third week, you know, the crowd started to thin out a whole lot because people were like, hey, now, you know, we can't be just doing spades. We didn't come to Temple University for spades. We come to get an education. And so people started finding their niche and where they wanted to go. And then by the end of the semester or next semester, certain people weren't there anymore. And you said, hey, what happened to Joe? What happened to Betty? And they said, you know, they were down there playing them spades. And they didn't make the grade, so they're not here anymore. So I never learned how to play spades. I knew how to play Nux. And you probably like, Nux, what is that? I'm a Philly girl. Nux is when you play and you lose, they take those cards and they rip it across your Nux. And I was raised with boys, so they were like, shoot, if she want to play, she got to take the Nux too. So I know how to play Nux, but I never learned how to play spades. But when you think about God's word being a trump, it says God's word trumps every other word. And it means, trump means any playing card of a suit that for the time outranks the other suit, such as a card being able to take any card of another suit. It says to cancel out the value of the other cards played. It means to excel, to surpass. It means to outdo. So God's word, remember, the word tells us that heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall be everlasting to everlasting. So it's so important that we get into the word so we'll know how to live. So I'm gonna look at the first part of that scripture in Romans 15, verse 4, where it talks about it was written for our learning. Learning. Now, okay, learning. What is it that I don't know when I come into the kingdom? It said it was written for my learning. So that means that there's some things that I don't know, and there's some things that I need to learn. Well, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 7 says, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. There are so many things that we have learned in life, but there is a learning of kingdom living that we get from the word. Truth that supersedes anything that we know of. It's a whole nother level and realm of dimension. It says that we're ever learning and never coming to the knowledge of the truth. And remember when Jesus also said, he said, it's expedient that I go away, and I'm going to send you a comforter, and the comforter shall lead and guide you into all truth. So that tells me that when I come into the kingdom, that there are things that I don't know. There's things that I don't understand. There are truths that I'm not even walking in. And you will find that the more that you get into the word, a lot of times you see things, you're like, I never knew that, or, you know, I didn't think that was the truth. I thought this was the truth. But because he loves us, oh, hallelujah, that he would give us a manual that will help us to know how to live in the kingdom, but also how to walk in truth so that we can be victorious, that his word trumps every other word, no matter what you think, no matter what they say, but what does God's word say? And that has to be your rod of how you judge things. But what does the word say? Not what I think, not what I believe, but what does the word say? The word of God trumps every other word. If God says, I'm for you, it says, if God be for you, who can be against you? Oh, hallelujah. And we can count on that. We can bet on that if God be for me, that there's nothing that can be against me. And if God says yes to something, no matter what anybody else say, that it's going to be yes. And when God closes a door, can't no man open that door. God doesn't ask anybody for counsel. He doesn't ask anybody for what they think. He doesn't ask anybody for, do you have a greater idea than I do? None of that. No. He knows that he knows everything. He's the author and the finisher of our faith, and he knows everything. He knows our end at our very beginning. Because remember over in Jeremiah chapter, I believe it's 29:11, it says, but I know the thoughts that I have towards you, not of evil, but to give you an expected end. Hallelujah. So God knows that he knows everything about us. He knows that when we come into the kingdom, that there is a process that we go through in order to be able to be what he's called us to be. Now, I preached this a while back. It's like we got to let the process be the process. And only God knows the process that you and I have to go through so that we can become all that he's called us to be. So think about this. I'm back to learning. So learning, what is it that we, when we come into the kingdom, that we need a deeper revelation and a deeper understanding of? Well, think about this, y'all. Think about this. Learning about God. We have never seen God. We don't know anyone that is like him and nothing to compare him to. Therefore, our view and our understanding is very shallow. What does he say about himself? We can learn about him by reading the scripture in the book of Job, and that's what we're going to delve into tonight. God talks to Job about who he is. I believe reading the account of what God told Job, we can get a better understanding of who this great God is, which helps us in so many ways. So let's look at what God said about himself. And know that those words are still true today and will always be for you and for me. I don't know anybody. I don't have anything to compare God to. And so that's what we do when we come into the kingdom. Our view is so shallow, like I just said, because we have nothing to compare him with, and we start to compare him with what we know, which is not enough. And that's why it says that the scriptures were written aforetime for our learning. We got to get into the word and allow him to testify to us. And that's what I love about in the book of Job, where God begins to talk to Job and tell Job who he was, because he had some understanding, but he didn't understand or know about the God like God was about to testify to him. So turn with me in your Bibles to the book of Job. We're going to be messing with this just for a little bit. I'm not going to be before you long tonight, because I want us to really delve into this. This is Job chapter 1, and I'm going to be reading verses 1 through 5. That's Job chapter 1, and this is just to give some background of who Job was. It says, there was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and that man was perfect and upright, and one that feared God and eschewed evil. And there were born unto him 7 sons and 3 daughters. His substance also was 7,000 sheep and 3,000 camels and 500 yoke of oxen and 500 she-asses and a very great household. So that this man was the greatest of all the men of the east. And his sons went and feasted in their houses, every one his day, and sent and called for their 3 sisters to eat and to drink with them. And it was so, when the days of their feasting were gone about, that Job sent and sanctified them, and he rose up early in the morning, and he offered burnt offerings according to the number of them all. For Job said, "It may be that my sons have sinned and cursed God in their hearts." Thus did Job continually. So it wasn't like Job didn't know God. He didn't. It wasn't like Job didn't have a relationship with God, but there was another realm, there was another dimension that God wanted to expose Job to. He wanted him to know him in another realm, in another place, and that I believe that God is saying that to even us tonight, that we come into the kingdom and we'll say, well, I believe God. You know, you talk to people, yeah, I believe there's a God. But do we really know who God is? Do we really have a relationship with God? Do we talk to God? Do we listen for him to talk back to us? Do we trust him? Do we really believe him? Do we really think that he's going to come through for us? Do we really believe the word when it tells us that he will never leave us nor forsake us? Do we believe that there's nothing impossible for God? Do we really believe that? We say it a lot of times, but I have found that the closer I get to my relationship with him, it enables me to see him like he say that he is high and lifted up. And you know, if you're in a relationship with God and you're going through some things, you begin to see that there's nothing truly too hard for this God that we serve. So we want to let's look at a little bit with what God began to testify to Job. Turn with me in your Bibles to Job. I'm going to start at chapter 38, and I'm going to start in verse 4. Now, one of the things I want you guys to be very mindful of as I'm going through these, this is God testifying to Job. And think about this, that as God is testifying to Job, he's telling Job who he is, and he wants Job to be exposed to who he is. But I believe that God wants us to be exposed to truly who he is, and we would listen to the testimony of God and how he made it to Job. Know that God is testifying to you tonight. He wants you, yay, God. Thank you, Lord God. He wants us even tonight to understand that he is bigger than even what we think, that he is more powerful than what we think. He is greater than all of this, and he wants us to be able to grab hold to the essence of who he is so that we can count on him in any given situation and any circumstance. So just like God began to testify to Job, God is testifying to us tonight that this is who I am. And not only that, y'all, think about this, that as he begins to talk about who he is, but not only that, but he's our God. He's our God. He's my daddy. And he wants us to be knowledgeable about that. He wants us to learn about that. He said, because in the scripture when we read, he says that in your learning, you should have patience and you have comfort and you can have hope. You know, and we're in a dispensation of time right now where there's so much that's going on in the earth that we need to know that my God is faithful regardless of what it looks like. My God is able regardless of what it looks like. And even when I'm going through, that my God is able to bring me through of any situation and any circumstance, and I can count on him to lead and guide me because he's a great God. And so as Job begins to hear God, and I believe tonight, let's hear God, y'all. Let's hear God is speaking to us tonight. This is God's testimony, not only to Job through the word. Because remember I said the word is a practicality. We need to be able to apply it to us. Not just as a history lesson. He just wasn't talking to Job because it said the word was written aforetime for our learning. So tonight, y'all, listen. and allow God to testify to you of who he is. And I believe as we are able to hear God tonight testify to us, that I believe that it's going to lift some burdens. It's going to lift some sadness. It's going to lift some fears. It's going to lift some things that we have been carrying because we didn't understand about the God that loves us and the God that's our daddy. So allow God's testimony to Job. Amen? Amen. Come on now, let's go. That's Job chapter 38, and I'm going to be reading verses 4 down to 12. This is your daddy. Now, he's talking to Job. He's talking to us tonight, too. It says, where was thou when I laid the foundations of the earth? Declare, if thou hast understanding, declare it. Who has laid the measures thereof, if thou knowest? Or who has stretched the line upon it? Whereupon are the foundations thereof fastened? Or who laid the cornerstone thereof? When the morning stars sang together, and all the sons of God shouted for joy. Or who shut up the sea with doors when it broke forth as if it had issued out of the womb? When I made the clouds a garment thereof, and thick darkness a swaddling band for it, and broke up for it my decree place, and set bars and doors, and said, hitherto shall thy come, but no further. And here shall thy proud ways be stayed. Has thy commanded the mornings, thy days, and caused the day spring to know his place? Oh, glory to God. That's our God. Yeah, he says, see me like this. See who I really am. See who I am. And I'm the one that loves you. I'm the one that has your life in my hands. I'm the one that has called you unto myself. This is who I am. This is who I am, my children. I need you to know who I am, so it will alleviate your fears and your doubts and your insecurity when you truly understand who I am. So let's jump a little bit further down in this. Verse 16 to 22. It says, has thy entered into the springs of the sea, or has thy walked in the search of the deep? Have the gates of death been opened unto thee, or has thy seen the doors of the shadow of death? Has thy perceived the breadth of the earth? Declare if thy knoweth it all. Where is the way where light dwelleth? And as for darkness, where is the place thereof? That thy shall take it to the bound thereof, and that thy shall know the path to the house thereof. Knowest thou it because thou wast then born, or because the number of thy days is great? Has thy entered into the treasures of the snow, or has thy seen the treasures of the hail? Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hey, thank you, God. This is who our God is. This is who our God is. And if we just grab hold of this testimony tonight, I just know that it's going to cost us to smile. It's going to cost us not to doubt. It's going to cost us not to fear, because we say, but this God that did all this, who's testifying to me tonight, then I know that everything's going to be all right. Come on now. Let's jump down to verse 24 to 26, and it says, by what way is the light parted, which scattereth the east wind upon the earth? Who has divided a water course for the overflowing of waters, or a way for the lightning of thunder, to cause it to rain on the earth where no man is, on the wilderness where there is no man? Oh, glory to God. Down 28 to 29. It says, has the rain a father? I always love this one. Has the rain a father, or who have begotten the drops of dew? Out of whose womb came the ice and the hoary frost of heaven? Who has gendered it? Oh, hallelujah. This is the God, y'all, that loves us. This is the God that has our lives in his hands. This is the God who has everything at his disposal, that even nature responds to God. Even the wind responds to God. The snow responds to God. The rain responds to God. Everything responds to God. He says, so nothing is out of my reach, that whatever you stand in need of, whatever you need, that I'm able to provide for you. And then down to 33 to 37, he says, knowest thou the ordinances of heaven, Can thy set the dominion thereof in the earth? Can thy lift up thy voice to the clouds, O glory, that abundance of rain may cover thee? Can thy send lightning that they may go and say unto thee, here we are? Who have put wisdom in the inward parts? Or who have given understanding to the heart? Who can number the clouds in wisdom? Or who can stay the bowels of heaven? Oh, this is a bad God. Hey, this God is awesome. He's able to do exceedingly and abundantly, y'all, above all that we can ever ask or think. He says, can thy lift up thy voice to the clouds? A water may cover thee. Can thy send lightnings that they may go and say unto thee, here we are? Who has put wisdom in the inward parts? Or who has given understanding to the heart? This is the same God that loves me and you, that has us, that we don't have to fret, we don't have to worry, that we know that this God is more than capable of taking care of us. Now jump over to Job 40, verse 8 to 10. It says, will thy also disannul my judgment? Will thy condemn me? Yeah, God, that thou mayest be righteous. Has thou an arm like God? Or can thy thunder with a voice like him? He says, deck thyself now with majesty and excellency and array thyself with glory and beauty. Oh, hallelujah. He says, will thy disannul my judgment? Can you come against me? Can you condemn me that you may be righteous and that what you say will stand better than what I can stand? Do you have an arm like I have? Can you sound your voice that sounds like thunder? Can you deck yourself with majesty and excellence and array thyself with glory and beauty? No matter what I put on, no matter my best dress, my best pair of shoes, I can't array myself with majesty and excellence and with glory and beauty. I can't do that like God. I can't do that like God, but we serve a God that's able to do all of that. But then he testifies to Job all through the latter part of these verses. And then in chapter 42, he says, verse 1 to 6, he says, then Job answered the Lord and said, I know that thou canst do everything and that no thought can be withholden from thee. See, this is where we have to find ourselves, y'all. As he's testifying to us, this is what we need to be thinking and saying to God. I know that thou canst do everything and that there is no thought can be withholden from thee. It says, and who is he that hideth counsel without knowledge? Therefore have I uttered that I understand not things too wonderful for me, which I knew not. Here I beseech thee and I speak. I will demand of thee and declare unto thee, I have heard of thee. Hear me now. I have heard of thee by the hearing of the ear, but now my eyes see of thee. Wherefore I abhor myself and I repent in dust and ashes. Oh, glory to God. This is Job. Job saying, you know, I heard of you. I gathered with the people. I knew that there was a God. But I didn't know you like this. I didn't have any idea that you were like this. But I thank you, God, that not only that I'm going by what I've heard, but now, God, you've come and you've had audience with me and you've testified to me. So now I can see more clearly. I can not just hear you, but I can see you, God. I can see that my days are going to be better. We know that God restored Job. He gave him more than what he had, that he lost. And his life just became so much different because now he was able to not only hear God, but he was able to see God. He was able to see his hand. He was able to see his magnificence. He was able to see his glory. And this is where, y'all, we got to be when God begins to testify to us tonight. Think about this. All the things that I just read that God testified to Job, he's testifying to us tonight that he is an awesome God and that nobody can do us like God can do us and nobody can take our lives and make it better than the God that we serve. And so somebody this night, somebody that might have got on the line and you felt overburdened and you felt afraid and you felt insecure and you felt doubtful and you didn't know whether things were going to work out for your favor. But tonight, Hey, hallelujah. Your God has testified to you. Your God has come to tell you that everything going to be all right, that if you would understand that I'm more than able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that you could ever ask or think. There's nothing that you're going through that I cannot work out. There's nothing that you need that I can't provide. If I can speak to snow, if I can speak to lightning, if I can speak to the very elements of the earth, what makes you think that I can't work it out for you? I can call whatever you need. Yeah, I can bring whatever you need. I can tear down what needs to get out of your way so that you can move forward. Whatever your situation is tonight, think about what God has just testified to you. It is not by chance that you happen to be on this broadcast tonight, because God wanted you to hear for yourself through his word. He wanted you to know that he is God and that there is nobody like him, and we have nothing to compare to. So we have a very shallow view of who he is. But tonight, if we listen to his testimony, we'll be able to leave this broadcast and we'll be able to have our heads lifted up and our shoulders squared, and we can say, but I'm going to be all right. Yeah, because this God that loves me, this God that has my life in his hand, that he's a great God, and there's nobody like him. And he doesn't ask anybody for counsel, and he doesn't ask anybody to tell him what to do. And when he says that it's going to be, then it's going to be. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Grab hold to that tonight, that this God that loves you and loves me is the same God that spoke a word to Job, who's speaking that same testimony to us tonight, that no matter what it looked like, and no matter what we've been carrying, and no matter what we think is not going to happen, but this God is more than able if we trust him and we believe him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is our God that loves us, and he wants and he has the best for us, and that's why he's given us his word, so that we can get in the word. He understands that we wasn't born in a kingdom. He understands that we don't understand who he is. We don't know anybody like him. We don't have anything to compare it to, and that's what we do. We go on what we know and where we've been and what it looked like, but we haven't had none of this. But that's why he had to testify to Job, and that's why he's testifying to us tonight, letting us know who he is. Hallelujah. But then he began to talk to me. He said over in Psalm 8, come on, turn with me there tonight, Psalm 8. I'm reading verse 3 down to 5. It says, when I consider thy heavens, the works of thy fingers, the moon and the stars, which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Talking about me and you. Oh, glory to God. It says, what is man that thou art mindful of him? God is mindful of us, y'all. God is mindful of us. We're on his mind, the Almighty God. Hallelujah. That he would think about me, and he would think about you, and he would be mindful of all the things that we're going through and all the things that have happened in our lives. But it says, but what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visiteth him? Thou hast made him a little bit lower than the angels, and has crowned him with glory and honor. And we got to understand who we are. And nobody in the world has ever told me that I've been crowned with glory and honor. No, nobody has ever put those credentials on me. But the word of God tells me that he is mindful of me. He's thinking of me. Yeah, he's thinking of me at all times. I'm on his mind. Oh, glory. Every time I think about that, but the God of the heaven and the earth, the God who told the sea to begin and the land to end, the God that spoke to the snow and the thunder and who roars his voice, that same God is mindful of me, and he's mindful of you. He knows where you are. He hasn't forgotten you. He hasn't forgotten you. He hasn't forgotten you. You are not out of his reach or out of his concern, that everything that you need, all God has to do is he can just hiss and cause things to happen. Hey, he can hiss and cause things to come from afar. God has cannot bring us through, that he's able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we can ever ask or think. He is mindful of us. He's mindful of you. He's mindful of me. He knows where we are even tonight. So I say to you tonight that no matter what you're confronted with, no matter what you may be going through, but this God knows where you are. He's not forgotten you. And he has everything in his arsenal. And I just heard that word arsenal. He has everything in his arsenal to bring you through. There's no lack with God. There's not no knowing with God. God has all power. God has all authority. God can speak. If he spoke the earth into existence out of nothing when it was void and darkness was upon the earth, and he just said, let it be, and it was so. So guess what, y'all? The same God who did that is my daddy and your daddy. So if he could do all that, and he did, and then he left us a manual. He said, get into the manual. Get into my word so you will understand what is at your disposal, that you would understand who I am, and you would understand what not to do and where not to go, not just for the blessings, but for the instructions and also the warnings. Oh, hallelujah. This God that loves us, this God that's mindful of us, this God who arrays us and crowns us with glory and honor. Yes, he does. That we can walk around knowing that, but I belong to the Almighty God. Yea, I am a daughter and a son of the Almighty God. And therefore that I'm not in lack and I'm not in want, but my God has everything that I need. And I don't have to fret and I don't have to beg and I don't have to manipulate people. I don't have to do anything but allow God to work it out. I am so blessed when I find myself in hard places. And I've got some hard places in my life right now. But I, you know what? I'm trusting God because God has proven himself mighty. And even tonight, I grab hold to that. I grab hold to no matter the hard places that I may be standing. But I know that God is more than able to bring me through. God is more than able to give me strategies. God is more than able to let every abound towards me and what is needed for every situation in our lives. And I speak that to you tonight, that you would grab hold to the testimony of your God and know who you are, that he is mindful of you. He's thinking about you. He got you on his mind, that you are the apple of his eye, and he hasn't forgotten you. He knew you before you were even formed in your mother's womb, and he knew that no matter what you may be going through today, that God already knew, and God has already appropriated out of his arsenal what he has to be able to give you the victory in every given situation. Oh, glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. God, we thank you. God, we thank you that you're mindful of us, God. We thank you, Lord God. Oh, God, that you have crowned us, God. Oh, God, with glory and honor, Lord God, that we can walk around, God, knowing that everything's going to be all right, regardless of what it looks like. But, God, if you say that it's going to be, then guess what? We know that it's going to be. God, you didn't ask anybody. God, you didn't wait for somebody to come and give it to you. You didn't wait for somebody to come tell you, because you were it. You are the author and the finisher of our faith. So I thank you tonight, Lord God, for allowing us to know that you're God, and besides thee, there is none other. We had nothing to compare God to. We had nothing to say, well, maybe he's like this and maybe he's like that. No. We had nothing that looked even similar to the God that we serve. So, God, we thank you tonight. We bless you, God, and we honor you, Lord God, that you come tonight, God, to your sons and your daughters tonight to let us know that you are mindful of us, that you haven't forgotten us, and that, God, that you are a great God, and you're the same God that loves us, the great God of heaven and earth, the great God who stops everything, who starts everything, that is everything. We thank you tonight, Lord God. Thank you. Thank you for your word, God, our manual. Father God, that causes us tonight to let go some insecurities and let go, Father God, wondering whether you're going to do it and can you do it. But tonight, God, you've allowed us to know. You testified to us that, yes, that you are more than able. You have everything at your disposal, God, to bring about victory in our lives. And so we thank you, Lord God. Oh, God, we bless you. We bless you, God, and we thank you for being mindful of us tonight. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you. We bless you, God, and we honor you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, hallelujah, yay. That's my father. That's my daddy. Oh, that's mindful of me. That's my daddy that's watching over me. That's my daddy that loves me. That's my daddy that calls me. That's my daddy that's given me a manual. That's my daddy that speaks volumes of words to me of love and provisions. That's my daddy. And I thank you, and we bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. So let us keep in the forefront of our thinking just how great this God is. Our God is that great, and not only is he a great God, but he is our God. He's our daddy. And because of that, we shall have victory. Hallelujah. Oh, I just bless God tonight. I am so grateful to God that no matter what we may be experiencing, life is not bigger than the God that we serve, and that he would take time, even tonight, to testify to us like he did to Job, so that we would be encouraged. We would be encouraged. I hope somebody's encouraged tonight. I hope somebody's saying, you know what, it's going to be all right. It's going to be more than all right, because we serve a more than all right kind of God that's able to do all these things and more, even out of my realm of thinking and understanding. And so we bless God tonight. So you're on the broadcast with me tonight, and you're at a place in your life where you just want life to be different, and that you understand now that you can't do it like this God. You don't have in your arsenal what he has in his arsenal, that you'll never be what he's called you to be. And if you're with me tonight, I just want you to pray this with me tonight, and just acknowledge that I am a sinner, and I ask for forgiveness for the things in my life. But I also ask tonight, God, that you would be my priority. I thank Jesus for dying for me. I may not understand all the ins and outs of this, but I know that you'll teach me. But what I do know is that I can't do it like you, and I want my life to be different. So tonight, I'm asking for forgiveness, but more than that, I'm even asking that you would just be my priority. Teach me and take my life and cause me to learn what it means to have a God like you. So I just say to you tonight, if you prayed that with me tonight, then I ask that you would just let me know, contact me, and you can send me an email. You can send it to Apostle S. Jones at Rehoboth, that's Rehoboths, and I'll be sure to send you some information to help you on your new journey with a God that loves you and that's mindful of you and loves you and is mindful of you and mindful of you. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, bless God tonight, guys. I am so excited. I'm always excited when I understand how much God loves me and how much God loves you, and that God is mindful of you, and he's mindful of me, and he hasn't forgotten none of us, and he knows us, and he knows, and he knows, and he knows, and he knows, and he comes to let us know tonight that it's more than going to be all right because of him. So God bless you tonight. I pray that everyone will have a good night's rest, and knowing that God loves you, and your daddy is awesome. Your daddy is awesome. And there's nothing that you go through that is bigger than him. So I pray blessings upon each one of you tonight. I pray that the rest of your week would be blessed as you remember who he is. And, you know, go back and read through the book of Job and how God testified to him, because he's testifying to you too. He's testifying to me too, that he is a great God. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, thank you guys for being on the broadcast tonight with me. And join me again next month. Let some folks know that this is where I be with the Lifeline broadcast, the first Monday of every month, where God is coming and speaking to us and giving us instructions. So may God continually bless you, keep you, and love you, and know that he's mindful of you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
Praise the Lord, everyone. Thank you for listening to When Christians Speak. Talk Radio. Just want to remind you that His Abounding Grace with Minister Vanessa Williams is every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Declaring the Finished Work with Pastor Pat Randall is every Thursday at 12 noon. Friday Night Joy with Pastor Ray and friends is every first, second, and fourth Friday at 7 p.m. The Bread of Life with Pastor Ray is the first and the third Sundays at 7 p.m. Challenge to Change with Pastor Paul Morgan is every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Our monthly broadcasts are as follows. Lifeline with Apostle Shirley Jones is every first Monday at 7 p.m. The Bold and the Beautiful with Reverend Novita Reed, Reverend Curtis Austin, and Minister Jordana Cunningham is every second Saturday at 10 a.m. Adoration with Evangelist Louis McElrain is every third Monday of the month at 7 p.m. Marriage Takeover, The Body of One with Pastor Eric and Pastor Tamika Thompson is every fourth Sunday at 7 p.m. Hour 3, Real Life, Real Men, Real Talk with Ray Rose, Antonio Mitchell, Tyrone Rose, Cleophas Malone, and Elster Green is every second Sunday at 7 p.m. Our weekly prayer is called Midday Glory Prayer with Reverend Gwen Dixon. It's every Wednesday at 1 p.m. The dial-in number is 712-770-5505. The access code is 732-499. This is a free conference call number. Okay? Matters of the Heart, Singles Ministry, the new minister with the host of Pastor Ray Rose and Pastor Maggie Wilson, is every third Friday at 7 p.m. I do also want to encourage you to go and check out our website, whenchristianspeak.com. You'll find a little bit more information about the different hosts and about the different shows. Please continue to like us on our Facebook and Instagram pages of When Christians Speak Talk Radio. And also, if you'd like to get in contact with us, you can do so by sending an email to whenchristianspeak@gmail.com, or you can send us a message to any of the social media sites. Thank you again for listening to When Christians Speak Talk Radio. God bless you.
Listen to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio on Blog Talk Radio, iHeartRadio, Spreaker.com. All of our broadcasts are available as podcasts through SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, Blueberry.com, Zoom.com, Stitcher.com, Lisbon.com, and BlogTalkRadio.com. To listen to our broadcast by phone, dial 646-478-0660. Again, that number is 646-478-0660. Go visit and like our Facebook page, When Christians Speak Talk Radio. Also be sure to check out Christians Against Suicide and Depression. It's a page dedicated to sharing God's love, encouragement, and hope. There are prayer warriors standing by to receive prayer requests, doing intercession for those under attack by the lie and deception of the devil. We know that the devil came to steal, kill, and destroy, but praise God, Jesus came to set the captives free.